HUD's $100,000 home makeover. It could make your dreams come true.
708, Mike and Casey and Bagpiper Joe Brady from St. Patrick's Cathedral. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Casey. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And the same to you, sir. How many years for you now?
This is the 27th year I'm doing the parade in this capacity as the pipe major for the 69th Regiment.
27 years. And what does it look like today from the steps of St. Patrick's
Cathedral? Well, things are just getting to be pretty exciting around here. The 69th just walked up on 50th Street. The cathedral seems to be in good shape. I was just chatting with Monsignor Richie, who's director here, and he says things are in excellent shape, so we're looking forward to a wonderful day. The forecast you guys have been providing is only going to help.
Well, yeah, we try to do our best.
I want to give you some credit.
Well, no, we don't deserve any, but now there's a flag-raising ceremony this morning before the Mass?
Yeah, Mike, this is a special year in the respect that it's the 100th anniversary of the Easter Uprising, which was 1916, which led to the eventual independence for Ireland, and to celebrate the 100th year, there's a lot of different events going on, but they will be raising a special flag at 7:45 before we march the regiment in at 8 o'clock for the 8:30 Mass.
Wonderful. And then, what does your day look like after that?
Well, after the Mass, we march down to 38th Street where the soldiers pick up the weapons and get back up to 44th Street, so that 11 o'clock, exactly at 11 o'clock, and this year, unlike previous years, the colonel for the regiment will blow the whistle to start the parade at 11, and up we march 5th Avenue, which should be a very exciting day, up to 86th Street. We walk across to grab the number 6 train down to the armory at 26th and Lex, where 69th each year celebrates what they call Unit Day, where they recognize the soldiers, and today is special because they have the change of command ceremony, so it's a very, very, very nice ceremony down there.
Now, have you picked out your playlist on your bagpipes?
Well, it's the same as usual, Mike. It's going to be mostly Gary Owen, which is the regimental march. It'll include certainly other regimental tunes like Rakes of Mallow, O'Donnell Abu, which was the original Irish national anthem before they brought the current one on. And I'll probably play that probably 95% of the day.
Wow, and probably 95 times over and over, yes?
Over and over again, yes, but that never gets boring, never gets old.
Absolutely not, and it always sounds beautiful. We're talking to Piper Joe Brady, who will lead the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City again for the 27th time, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And when you get back home tonight, where's the party?
Well, I'm with Chuck McGrail, of course, from The Quiet Man, and we're going to wind up in his establishment. And over the past few days, I'm understanding quite a few people are planning on being down there, and I expect to arrive at the finish line, being The Quiet Man, and I'm hoping 7:30-ish or so.
In Peekskill.
And they'll have music there, so we'll have a nice little session.
Right. And the pride of Peekskill, Joe Brady, leading the parade for the 27th year in Manhattan. What an honor. And I found this this toast that my cousin put up on Facebook the other day. Here's to cheating, stealing, fighting, and drinking. If you cheat, may you cheat death. If you steal, may you steal a woman's heart. If you fight, may you fight for a brother. And if you drink, may you drink with me. So that's my toast to you there, Joe.
Well, thanks so much, Mike and Casey, and to all everybody out there. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe. It's a wonderful day, and I always like to remind people that this is a great day for the Irish Americans to celebrate with pageantry and pride. And all the kind of stuff that normally you don't get to read in the newspapers or see in the news. But believe me, it's very dominant here.
And St. Patrick himself would pick you to start this parade off.
Thanks, Casey. You're making me turn red.
You should be turning green. Thanks, Joe.
You're right. Have a great day. All the best. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right, and we'll talk to you in 1 year, that's for sure. 7:11 now with Mike and Casey. Let's check the Mike Geary Tompkins Mayapak Bank What to Wear weather.
A great day for a parade. Partly sunny, a little bit breezy, and a high in the low 60s. There is the chance of a late day or evening shower or thunderstorm. And then tomorrow, partly sunny and a high in the low 50s.
In New York, the daily number 528. The win 4 is 3337. The take 5, 20, 22, 24, 29, 39. And the New York Lotto 4. 7, 9, 20, 52, 57, the bonus number 2, and Powerball 10, 12, 13, 46, 50, Powerball 21. Let's check the road 712 on St. Patrick's Day.
WHUD traffic update from Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, where you can expect everything. Here's Candy Roth.